Hello, welcome once again. This is Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Egede, your coach and host on this channel. Thank you for staying with us all the while. And I want to crave the indulgence of people who are just tuning in for the first time, that you take time to click the notification button so that you get aware when we post fresh videos. And the subscription will help you to see all our past recordings, because we are in the concluding episode of our talk on the common financial errors young people make and how to avoid them. These errors, if they are not avoided, they can haunt you for the rest of your lives. So it is my personal desire that you do not walk in error. So the number 13 error that we are looking at today is marrying the wrong partner. Marrying the wrong partner is an error. I know we are discussing financial errors, and someone will wonder why marrying the wrong partner should fit in as a financial error. It's a financial error, and it's even more than that. To answer it, I will just bring up a joke that I heard. I will paraphrase it. Someone was asked to find the difference between complete and finish, and the answer came like this. He said, when you are single, you are not complete. You need your better half. Then in the side for better half, if you get a compatible partner, then you are complete. The other half is fine. An incompatible partner means you are finished financially, emotionally, mentally, and more. It's draining to live with an incompatible partner. So if your incompatible partner generates no income and enjoys spending and won't tolerate savings and planning for the future, you are completely finished. So that's the way he put the difference between complete and finished. Now with this, you can relate what it means to have a wrong partner and the way it will affect your finances, your health, your emotion. It is draining. Don't make that mistake. So on a very serious note now, whether you be rich or poor, happy or unhappy, fulfilled or empty, after you have accomplished everything that you needed to accomplish, is dependent more on who you marry than on all other factors. Do not enter into marriage lightly. This is one of the most significant decisions you will ever make in your life. You make it once, it will determine every other thing about you. I don't have a perfect formula to guide you on this, unfortunately, but Shakespeare wrote, he said, there is no art to find the mind's construction on the face. And in the Bible, he said, man looks at the outward appearance. That's what we are concerned for men. You are looking at, she's beautiful, she has good curves, she's tall, she's slender. Those things, they will fade away. So you are looking at outward appearance. So if God in all his wisdom looks at the heart, we need to take time to examine the heart of the person that we are going to live with for the rest of our lives. There, however, some guiding principles we'll look at, they may not be perfect, but it will just guide you into making the right choice. To recognize who a good partner is, the boy or girl that you want to get yourself joined to must be one who enriches, supports, and grows with you. A few of the things to look out for include, number one, I look at shared values and vision. You must know who you are. Identify your own values and your vision, where you are going in life. Determine it well in advance. So watch out in courtship and never be carried away by emotions. The beauty, the career path. I know somebody mentioned once that it's a useless woman that will marry a man who has no car. Car, you should run away from such a person, because car will pass away. Assuming the man had accident 2 years after marriage, they've had one child and they cut off the leg. So you won't marry a man who has no car. Now the man who had car doesn't have one leg, and you have signed for better for worse. What happened? You know that that's not a wife material. The person that will be a good partner in marriage must first share your core values, your beliefs. These go beyond surface interest and speak to your outlook on life, family, finances, faith, your ambition. When your visions align, you are better able to journey forward together, especially through challenges. When things are good for us, that's when we truly know our friends. When it is bad for us, our friends know us, who we are, and we must be conscious of that. It is in tough times that you know whether who you are staying with is truly a friend or is not a friend. A friend loves at all times. It's not a fair weather friend. Number two, respect and emotional safety. A partner you will identify through courtship, who treats you with kindness, who honors your boundaries, supports your individuality. You feel emotionally safe around that person. You're able to express your thoughts, your fears, your dreams without fear of ridicule or contempt. The partner should be one that admires and appreciates your appearance. If somebody's always criticizing all your appearance, everything you put up is wrong, you don't look, your hair is like this, so everything, there's nothing to commend about you. That's not a partner that you want to share your space with for life. Number three, we talk of communication and understanding. Courtship is a time when you're able to identify the partner that listens actively and speaks honestly. Somebody said, you take somebody for lunch, and the person cannot drop phone for 30 minutes to focus on you as the person that you came out together for a date. Run from that person. You can't sit with me, and you don't have 30 minutes for me. You are calling the whole world, and I am ignored. So, a good partner seeks to understand rather than to win every argument. You both work together to resolve disagreements with patience, empathy, a willingness to compromise. If you are in a courtship where you never win any argument, quit, because you'll be a loser in marriage to a person who wins all the time. You want to determine where you will live, the person is the winner. He's the only one to determine it. Which school the children will attend is the only person. Which type of food you eat is the only person. No. There must be a time. There must be time when you surrender your emotion and at other times when the other party surrenders. You know, in my village, they say when you see two dogs fighting, sometimes the big dog will fall on the ground, the small one will climb on it. It's not because the big one, that is the small one that pushed the big one down. The big one will deliberately fall so that the game can be sweet. Game cannot be sweet where only one person is falling all the time. So if only the small dog is falling all the time, that game will not be interesting. So even dogs know how to play, that you give in for each other at one time or the other. Number four, we look at personal growth and support. Look for someone who encourages your growth, who stands by you as you pursue your goals, and who strives to become a better version also of themselves. Not waiting for all you will accomplish and what they will consume. Whether you're a man or you're a woman, the growth space is open for everybody. A man can grow to anything. A woman can grow to anything. And we have seen severally in our country, the space, the role that women have played, the women who choose to bring themselves out. You are not a sex toy in the house. No. You must be able to move yourself up. You look for that kind of a person. A strong partnership is one where both parties grow. All the parties. The both parties will grow. They will challenge and aspire each other to advance. You're advancing, you need to clap for each other. Oh, my husband is doing well, my wife is doing well, and you push each other up that way. The generation where a person has no value to put on the table is fading away quickly. Don't stay around a person who comes to you as a gold digger, who knows all of his or her entitlement, but none of his or her, no obligation at all. You know, I studied law, and there's something we say about covenant. You know, we say marriage is a covenant. Covenant is always standing on two legs, the burden and the benefit. So you cannot keep pushing your benefit, and you don't have burden. In a relationship, you must carry, when you pick benefit, look for the burden that is attached to that relationship. There must be, like the landlord and tenant. Somebody is building a house for people he has never met. It's a burden. But he must pick the benefit of collecting rent. Somebody is coming from his village to move into a house in the city that he was not there when they were building. He has the benefit of getting accommodation in the city as soon as he comes, but he picks the burden of paying the rent. And that's the way it works in all relationships. Burden and benefit must travel the same direction. We look at number five, trust and integrity. Trust is built over time through consistency, openness, and accountability. Where there is too much suspicion, the relationship, it cannot thrive. No. A good partner is reliable and transparent, creating a foundation where you both feel secure. One very good test is in the area of finance. As you spend on your partner, no matter how rich you are, allow the other person. The other person is not even allowing. The person must voluntarily spend on you sometimes, no matter how small. I always say everybody has something to give. A person who collects and never has anything to give will give you heartache of a lifetime. So even when you manage to make money, you will not make happiness, because the drainer around you never gets enough. Anybody who collects and doesn't give can never have enough, no matter how much you put on that person. Number six, laughter and joy. So shared joy is a subtle but powerful test of compatibility. A good partner is someone with whom you can laugh, find comfort, experience the everyday wonders of life, even in difficult times. You know, you can cut the power of difficulty when you have a welcoming partner. The partner must be comfortable around you. You watch films together. You exchange books. You read, oh, this book is so interesting that I'm reading. You pass it to the other person. You have some indoor games you play, things that will keep you people occupied as a family. Not when you are in the sitting room, the person must be locked up in the bedroom. If you are coming to bedroom, you must be in the sitting room. No, that's not your partner. You must have something you enjoy together that makes the person fit to be around you. I see women calling their men my ATM. And the only thing that brings them together is collection of money and to offer sex. This is like visiting a prostitute. Don't be around such person. Gains of choosing the right life partner. When you make the right choice, there are lots and lots of benefits. Choosing the right life partner is one of life's most consequential decisions that you will ever make. And the dividend it yields stretches far beyond romance and companionship. With the right person by your side, life's burdens feel lighter and its joys are multiplied. You can imagine somebody loses his job and gets home and you meet a partner that tell you, it's finished. That job you carried on your head, that we don't see you. And when you sit at home, 1 month, no job, no salary, watch the same person that wants you to always be at home. No encouragement from any side. When you lose job, it's trouble. When you sit at home, it's trouble. A supportive partner becomes your confidant, your champion in moments of doubt, your steady hand when storms arise. Together, you create a safe haven, a home where authenticity and vulnerability are not only welcome, but celebrated. Because life is not a bed of roses. If you are going to journey through life together, you will meet the ups and the downs. The songwriter said, the God of the mountaintop is still the God in the valley. So when you are in the valley, He has not left you. He's still your God. And there will be a time when you'll be in the valley. There will be a time when you'll be at the top of the mountain. This foundation brings a profound sense of security, making it easier to take risk, to grow, and reach for new heights, both individually and as a team. Emotional well-being flourishes in an environment where understanding and acceptance are mutual. The right partner will challenge you to be better, yet embrace you as you are. Even when it is not working as expected, you are not a castaway. Over time, mutual respect and encouragement foster not only resilience, but a reservoir of shared memories. So even when you fail, you laugh at your failure and you move on from there. Laughter in the mundane, comfort during trials, and a sense of belonging that grounds you through life's challenges. Moreover, the gains ripple also outward. Strong partnerships often inspire healthier families and communities. Children raised in a nurturing environment learn empathy and trust by example. Together, you navigate choices, weather hardships, and celebrate victories, weaving a tapestry richer than any you could create alone. That's why the author of marriage said two are better than one, for they will have good reward for their labor. Things work better when you have a supportive partner, not when everything is thrown on one person. Ultimately, the gains of choosing wisely will give you peace of mind, joy, personal growth, responsible children, and steadfast support are immeasurable. You can't quantify the benefits of this. With the right partner, the journey through life becomes not just endurable, but extraordinarily enjoyable. What if you fall to the other side? This is the essence of this lesson. If you choose the wrong partner, the pains of admitting the wrong life partner into your life are multifarious and diverse. Where the right choice fills life with joy, growth, and steadfast support, the wrong choice can cast a shadow, draining your energy and hope from every day. The ache is rarely immediate. It unfolds in subtle ways, drifting in through small arguments, missed connections, and the slow erosion of trust. With time, these pains accumulate, and it will shape not only the course of the relationship, but also your own self-worth, your dreams, and even the broader world woven around the partnership, including raising of the children. Every wayward child is from a dysfunctional home. Fight between father and mother, the pains, they are endless. Let's look at the emotional turmoil that he passed the person through. Persistent insecurity. One of the deepest pains in choosing the wrong partner lies in the realm of the heart, emotional turmoil. It becomes a recurring visitor, sowing seeds of doubt and anxiety. When understanding and acceptance are absent, misunderstanding will find its place. It will fester and it will grow very well in such a home. You may find yourself walking on eggshells, fearful of triggering conflict or being met with indifference. That is why when you know that what is said is different from what is heard, because you find a reaction, you ask yourself, is it what I said or there was under something? You find somebody who already has a mind prepared to hear what is not said. So what you say is not what is heard. And the reaction will just trigger emotional bomb, making the home a theater of war. A partner who does not share or nurture your emotional needs might dismiss your feelings or fail to offer comfort in times of distress. And times of distress will come. You can't do your marriage without such a time. Over time, the lack of empathy or emotional availability leads to loneliness within the relationship. Like I mentioned earlier, you find couples that cannot sit together. If one is in the sitting room, the other must find his way to the bedroom. It did not start that day. It could have been avoided. They're in a wrong relationship, but they've entered it. Number two, stagnation and loss of personal growth. A thriving partnership acts as a fertile soil for personal and mutual growth. In contrast, the wrong partnership can stifle your ambition, your creativity, and self-discovery. When your goals and values do not align with your partner's, dreams are often shaped or reshaped to fit within the limitations of a disharmonious union. So instead of encouragement, you may encounter criticism or apathy regarding your passions. In some cases, the wrong partner may even actively undermine your confidence, belittling your achievements or discouraging you from pursuing opportunities. The pain of unrealized potential is subtle but profound, leading to regret and stifling sense of what could have been. You can't imagine where you would have been if you took the right partner, because the wrong one will continue to be a weight on your neck that will not allow you to run along the path of your mate. Number three, the weight of constant conflict. Disagreements are a natural part of any relationship. Somebody was asking, why can't the church unite? I say, church can never unite where you have more than one human being. We are not meant to agree all the time. We must disagree. All of us cannot say yes at the same time. Like it was mentioned yesterday by one of those who worked on the Nigerian tax law. He said he has realized that if you are doing good for people, you also have a duty to convince them that you are doing good for them. Or else the same people may not even understand that you are working for their good, and they will fight you, and they will fight you with everything in them. So with an incompatible partner, small issues frequently escalate into chronic arguments. Communication breakdown and defensiveness becomes the norm. The home, meant to be a sanctuary, transforms into a battleground. The environment of tension can breed resentment, making compromise seem impossible. Over time, the emotional labor required to maintain surface level peace can be exhausting. The effort to continually repair rifts, apologize for things you do not understand, or defend your very choice chips away at your resilience. Number four, trust is eroded. Erosion of trust and intimacy. So trust is the foundation upon which intimacy flourishes. In the wrong partnership, trust is often undermined by dishonesty, inconsistency, emotional distancing. Doubt creeps in, making vulnerability feel dangerous rather than safe. When a partner is unreliable, a secretive suspicion replaces openness. Physical intimacy too can lose its warmth, becoming wrought or fraught with tension. The pain of unmet needs, whether for affection, reassurance, simple companionship, can evoke a sharp sense of rejection. Let's look at isolation as number five. There is isolation and disconnection. A wrong partnership can lead to a subtle, sometimes invisible isolation. Friends and family may withdraw or keep at arm's length, either due to partner's influence or a mutual retreat from uncomfortable scrutiny. Social support system weaken, leaving you feeling alone in navigating hardships. In some cases, the partner may express jealousy or possessiveness, discouraging outside connections and deepening the isolation. this lack of external perspective can make it hard to recognize the unhealthy patterns within the relationship, trapping you in cycles of doubt and self-blame. We go now to number six. Deceased pain, because the pains are many. The deceased pain of taking the wrong partner is impact on physical and mental health. You cannot be normal with the wrong partner. The stress of an unfulfilling or hostile relationship can take tangible toll on your health, even your career, your productivity at work. It will create chronic anxiety or sadness. This will start manifesting as insomnia, fatigue, headaches, other ailments. The body keeps score, and over time, the cumulative strain can erode your well-being. Mental health may also deteriorate. Self-esteem often suffers, particularly if the partner is critical or dismissive. Feelings of inadequacy or hopelessness are common, and in more severe cases, depression or anxiety disorder may develop. The very space meant to nurture you becomes the source of distress, not only for you, but for the children that you are raising in that type of environment. And this thing may become generational. We'll talk about that as we move on. So, number seven, pain of wrong partnership. Financial strains. Partnerships are not only emotional but practical, with shared lives entailing shared responsibility. If partners are misaligned in their values regarding money, work, or priorities, financial tension can arise. Reckless spending, lack of planning, unequal contributions create additional strain. Further, the wrong partner can deter you from pursuing educational or career goals, resulting in missed opportunities and long-term regret. Life paths may diverge irreparably, and the pain of dreams deferred or denied will linger for a lifetime. Number eight, negative effects on children and family. You know, I've mentioned in the passing the impact on children severally. This cannot be overemphasized. The harm of an ill-matched partnership seldom stops at the couple. Children raised amidst conflict, coldness, emotional absenteeism, and internalize these patterns, impacting their own sense of security and the relationship they form. They learn what they live. Children learn more from what they see than what you tell them. And the cycle of mistrust and dysfunction can echo across generations. You scarcely see somebody from a broken home maintaining a sound home. So it's what they have seen pattern. Any little thing you find them, I'm ready to pack. So extended family too feels the reverberation, the inability to celebrate milestones together, or the presence of ongoing tension can fracture the broader network of support, leaving everyone more isolated. Children will learn to begin to take sides. You tell your child, let's do this. You find the other partner is not in alignment to it. They come up with different, and children will always align to the weaker side, giving you dysfunctional children. Number nine, the cost of lost time. Wrong partner will keep your life in regrets. You will keep counting the years that you have lost, and there is no end to it. The years spent trying to fix, adapt, or simply endure a relationship that does not serve your well-being cannot be reclaimed. When it's lost, it's lost. And finally, number 10, obstacles to moving forward. You know, particularly in Africa, we have the challenge here. To quit an unhealthy partnership is not easy, it's not simple. You will get all manner of religious explanation, cultural explanation, traditional explanation. That's why you find somebody that is in a violent marriage will stay there and die inside. So, emotional, practical, or financial ties may complicate the decision. You can't just decide on your own and say, I quit. All your family will be unleashed on you, and you'll find yourself back there and dying inside it in the pain. The pain is compounded by the challenge of rebuilding self-confidence and trust after leaving. Even if you quit, what will the next person look like? You begin to fear everybody. This requires immense courage to seek healing and create a new narrative. So let me conclude this way. Choosing the wrong life partner can inflict wounds that reverberate through every facet of your life, from your heart and head to your family and future. Yet even in this pain, there is hope. By facing the difficulties head on, seeking support and honoring your own values, it is possible to find healing and in time to choose differently. Remember, every chapter, no matter how painful, holds the seeds of wisdom and renewal. This conclusion goes more to people who are already inside it. But if you have not entered, I plead with you, do not. Take caution. At this point, I'll say thank you for listening and staying tuned to the Candid Cast. God bless you.